Now, Dr., can you talk a little about the conditions on the court, specifically the heat?
Same for both players. Not easy to play in these conditions, but also he had more hours spent on the court, so it's no excuse.
Were you surprised by how strong he was, given he had 2 5 setters coming in?
I expected him to be able to play another 5 setter because he had 2 days off and he hasn't played before this tournament, so he had a very big break. He prepared himself for this tournament and played some great tennis, and I congratulate him for the effort. He was a better player today.
Novak, can you talk a little bit about how his game has improved over the past year?
Well, I think he wasn't using forehand as well as he does now. His backhand is very solid, one of the best double-headed backhands from all over the court, really aggressive. He's very quick, so he gets a lot of balls back and uses every short ball to attack, so I think now it's... he's an all-round player.
Novak, you get through the second set 6-1, and then you get into the tiebreak after he's serving for the set. What was your feeling going into that tiebreak, and what were your feelings about how you played there?
Well, what can I say? Other than that second set, my game today was not even close to what I wanted it to be. A lot of unforced errors, a lot of short balls, just wasn't myself.
But still, you won more points. You had more winners and less unforced errors in them.
I lost the match.
Novak, anything you feel like wasn't working today? Was it just dealing with the conditions, or was it?
Well, I mean, again, I don't want to talk about conditions. I said it's the same for both of us. I think that he just played better in these conditions than I did. Just wasn't managing to go through the ball in the court. I wasn't in the balance. He won many unforced errors, even when the ball gets back to his part of the court. It's pretty short. He takes advantage of it, and the other side I didn't, and that's it.
You seem to have a real physical edge over Randy in the court of five. At what point of this match did you sort of feel not as comfortable as you might have expected to?
Well, it was tough for both of us. You could feel that obviously we were towards the end of the match, we were not moving as well as the start, but, I didn't think that was a particular issue for me. I thought it was just an overall feeling. I mean, my strokes just wasn't there.
Novak, you get back to number one, you win Wimbledon, you get to 2 finals. How would you assess your year?
Well, it's not over yet. I felt like I could have gone at least a step further here, but disappointment today. It is what it is. It's sport. I have to congratulate the better opponent and move on and try to finish off this year, hopefully as close as I have to last year.
Novak, can you speak a little about playing in warm weather and hot conditions today, and also looking forward to Davis Cup next week, where also the weather is pretty similar to here?
I have to speak with my captain and see, see if I'm going to go in India or not. I still don't know.
Any other questions in English? Last one.
Now, are you really focusing on your tournament, or are you a little worried about your wife and your friend if you are your future baby?
I'm in touch with my wife. Of course, I'm being part of her pregnancy. It's normal, but it's no different for me in terms of preparing for the match and for the tournament. I have all my dedication, everything directed to US Open. I tried to get my best, and I did. Now, my best today was not where I wanted it to be.
Last question.
Novak, with the baby due, I think, in a month or so, could this be the last time we see you playing this year?
No. Too early. I don't know. It just got off the court.
Are you planning to play in this International Premier League in Asia?
Yes.
You signed?
Yes, I am supposed to play in Dubai, yes.
In November?
In December.
Howard?
Four last questions, right?
As someone who was a groundbreaker in your sport for your country, could you speak at all to the idea of what impact maybe it can have when a player like Kay becomes the first from his country to reach the Grand Slam?
Oh, this is definitely huge for Japan. It's a big country, over 100 million people, and this can definitely be a great encouragement for tennis in that country. And he's been around for the last couple of years. He's been making a lot of success, but playing finals of a Grand Slam is, and now playing for title is definitely something different. You know, he has gotten to another level, and I'm sure that that people will praise him.
Novak, you also, you know, both are with the Uniqlo, so it's probably very good, right, for the company at this moment, right?
All right, we'll wait for questions in Serbian if we get a second.